today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Another problem for WikiLeaks, a financial...
There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can adopt a soldier, sending letters and care packages to the deployed. You can give to Project Valor IT, buying voice-controlled laptops and systems for the wounded. You can sew or crochet for Operation Top Knot, making items for infants and expectant mothers and military families. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you? Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
At the Dance Arts Center in Fitchburg, the Luoma family has taught area youth for over 40 years. From recitals to our competitive dance team, we've been there for kids 18 months to 18 years and adults. Give your children the gift of dance at the Dance Arts Center, 68 Airport Road, Fitchburg, 978-345-5445. On the web at dancedac.com.
Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732 and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732. Mike's Pizza and More, 153 Lunenburg Street, has served Fitchburg for over 40 years, delivering the freshest pizza, calzones, grinders, and platters from our kitchen to your table. Eat in or take out. When you're hungry, Mike's ready. Call Mike's Pizza and More, 978-353-0008. That's 978-353-0008.
And the tech guy is on the radio again. Welcome to the Tech Guy on the Radio, show number 3, coming to you with 50,000 watts of true talk from WCRN, 8:30 a.m. We're going to love to have you on later. We have a great show today. Our phone number, if you want to call in and give me what for, is 508-438-0965. You can email us as well at the Tech Guy on the Radio, all spelled out, D-A, Tech Guy, on D-A Radio at gmail.com. And you're going to need that email because we're going to have a couple of contests tonight as a few advertisers have kicked in a little bit. In the studio, we have Roxanne DeLuca, who decided that that maybe from the last show, from the first show, was going to be a yes, she would be back, and she's back and on time.
It's a miracle. Whoever could imagine me being on time.
Yep, you're on time, but you left your fedora in the car. So we'll forgive you for that because I have my Christmas fedora today.
But I parked my car legally, which almost never happens either.
This is one of the great shocks of the 20th century. We also have my John Weston from Conservatively Speaking, normally here 7 to 9. They'll be preempted for a couple of weeks because of UMass basketball. John, great to have you here.
Thank you, Peter. How are you?
I'm in one piece and the piece is working.
And the piece is working, huh?
Yep.
And that's good.
Our primary guest calling in is Sissy Willis, the blogger extraordinaire from sisu.typepad.com, also found at Dan Ryle's Riot World View and Liberty Pundits. Sissy, are you there?
I'm there. In fact, I'm here. You're there.
That's right. You're there and we're here, and
great to
all
talk
of us are
to
here
you.
Together. Well, it's great to have everybody here tonight. Before we get started, as we always do here, because we wouldn't be here without our advertisers, we're going to give out a couple of shout-outs to two new advertisers. The Dance Art Studio, you heard their ad at the beginning of the show. Dance Art Studio, dance for all generations. Been there for 40 years on Airport Road in Fitchburg. And Mike's Pizza, when you're hungry, Mike's is ready. We want to thank them and all our advertisers for making the show possible. And today, we are going to talk a lot about the media and what it misses. And you wrote this wonderful little post, Sissy. And it's not
true.
Just wonderful because it has a picture of me back when I had my beard. But it talks about GOP blue bloods and the politics of envy. And one of the things that we have noticed around, and if you've been following the news or following any of the mainstream media, you will note that there seems to be a new respect for Republicans on one condition, that those Republicans are willing to criticize Sarah Palin. If you are a Republican and you criticize Sarah Palin, you are someone whose opinion is respected. You are someone whose opinion is sought. You have something to say, and the mainstream media has decided that they want to hear you say it. Isn't that an amazing thing?
And as a matter of fact, I was just thinking, Jeffrey Lord at American Spectator was talking about the phenomenon of whoever is potentially a political threat to the Democrats is going to be called stupid. And what we've noticed is that George Bush has suddenly transformed to quite an intelligent fellow. He was quite stupid for 8 years, but now just the other day on MSNBC, I heard Norah Macdonald saying how wonderful his new book was. It was number one on the New York Times list, and Sarah's was only number two. And you know, of course, everyone is reading George Bush's because it's full of new historical information no one heard. But no one but the Palin, you know, groupies would be reading her book. So I thought that was very telling.
Now, I feel bad. Roxanne, I want to go to you. How would you feel? I know you haven't written a book yet, which is a great loss to mankind, and we hope you do write one soon. But how would you feel if your book was only number two in the nation? I mean, would that be a crushing defeat for you?
I think I grew up hearing that number two is the first place loser, but in all honesty, I think number two in the nation would be exceptional, especially for a second book when number one was such an amazing sellout. I mean, at that point, you have not just one flash in the pan. This is looking like Sarah Palin is kind of like Ann Coulter and can just churn out bestsellers.
And how about you, John? Do you think number two is a decent place to be if you're a bookseller nationwide?
I think it's a real decent place to be. I was one time I was going to do an interview here, filling in for Hank Stoltz, and there was a woman that was unfortunately a change, and she didn't come on. But this woman started in 1969 writing crime novels. Actually, I should say true crime novels. They always were centered around an actual crime. And it said that she had 31 best-selling books in a row. I mean, that's amazing. And when you think of how many books that come out on a daily basis, monthly basis, yearly basis, to be in the top 100, I think, is a great feat, let alone to be number two. But, you know, I want to throw out something because what is the deal? I don't understand why so many people are so intimidated by this woman. I don't get it. Is it the fact that intelligent, strong-willed women aren't supposed to be attractive? Is it the fact that attractive women aren't supposed to be strong-willed and intelligent? Is the fact that they get extremely intimidated over a woman, period? But what is the problem with that? You know, because earlier in the political season, just give me one second. We talked about, on a lot of the shows, we talked about when major corporations get in trouble, they frequently turn to women to be CEOs, CFOs, and so on and so forth. So I don't quite get why in politics everybody's so intimidated.
Hey, I can tell you.
Go ahead.
And this is an intelligent and attractive woman putting in her two cents here.
My philosophy is it's because she's a conservative woman. She does not go the politically correct line, which came from the 60s feminist when I consider that the Marxists took over, the Gramscian March through the institutions. They co-opted the feminist movement, which we've had waves of it throughout our history, you know, that got us the women to vote and temperance, whatever it was, a lot of funny things, but good things along the way. But then in the 60s, the Marxists took it over, and they destroyed it for me. I'd been a feminist all my life. I was the second child, my brother, older brother, so he always got to do stuff I couldn't because I was a girl. So I just early on had a really, you know, fighting spirit about, hey, how come I'm not treated the same? So I was always a feminist, but then when the Marxists took it over, you had to be like them. You had to adopt the leftist line, the grievance culture, the politically correct line, or you weren't a true feminist. And that's my theory. That's why they can't stand Sarah.
I think some of it as well is that she is strongly pro-life and incredibly successful.
Absolutely.
We're always told that women need abortion in order to succeed as men have succeeded. And then when you have Governor Palin, attractive, mother of four, who then gave birth to a boy with Down syndrome while in the governor's office, maintaining incredibly high approval ratings, then nominated as VP, it absolutely destroyed the myth that we need to kill our unborn children in order to get ahead, that it's women versus unborn babies, and, you know, damn those unborn babies, better be the losers, because otherwise we are. And I think that the whole idea of abortion as a necessary thing or a good thing for women kind of goes out the window when you have Sarah Palin on the national scene.
Well, we have another opinion here, and someone who knows about strong women, because he's married to one. A fella named, I think I've heard of this fellow, Robert Stacy McCain? Is that you? How's it going, Stacy? You know Roxanne and John and Sissy?
Yes.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Okay, let's all talk at once.
I was trying to be quiet, but nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to talk to y'all. You know, the thing is, and I think you really have to trace the history of Palin hate back to Alaska, where it began. Palin, remember, defeated Frank Murkowski for governor in 2006, okay? Now, that was a year in which the Democrats had won on the as reformers. You remember 2006 was the year of the Foley scandal, and Pelosi was running around talking about the culture of corruption, and here came Sarah Palin. Out of nowhere, mayor of a small suburb of Anchorage, which is basically what Wasilla is, Palin came out and ran successfully as a reformer, defeating this pork barrel Republican for the nomination, and sort of took that issue away from the Democrats in Alaska. And that had consequences. Well, from there began the whole story of this Palin hatred meme. There were a bunch of big government, centrist Republicans in the Alaska legislature. And one of these, and they sort of formed a coalition against Palin, and one of the tools that they seized on was this former staffer for Palin, who eventually went on and worked on the Murkowski campaign this year. There's an entire narrative arc there but remember, Palin was at above 80% approval ratings in Alaska when she was plucked out of nowhere to become the nominee for the Republicans in 2008. And the polls immediately showed that Palin could make the difference that could defeat Barack Obama, who had led John McCain from the minute they started polling Obama versus McCain, which was even before Obama secured the nomination. So this goes way back. So McCain was losing to Obama until he picked Palin. Therefore, Palin had to be destroyed, and that's where it all began.
Exactly right. Now, before we go any further, though, we have something a little different tonight. We have a little contest. We had some stuff donated from Rosemary Reynolds. Her CD, Christmas Mercy, has been donated and will be the prize for the contest we're about to have. And it is, because this is a blog show, it is a blog trivia contest. So, Stacy, because you called in, you are not eligible. You are out of luck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So you cannot win this beautiful
also,
CD.
Hey, Pete?
Yep.
My husband, who's listening on the other side of our computer desk, he says, Stacy, talk too long. He wants to hear more from me.
I agree with him. Well, we will lead with you after the break. But first, here is the blog trivia question. And please send your answers by email to thetechguyondaradio@gmail.com. The first right answer will win the CD. The question is, what former member of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse now blogs almost exclusively about anime, named the blogger and his old first blog? First correct answer in the email at thetechguyondaradio@gmail.com will win the Christmas CD. And we will see who will be our winner, and we will give Sissy more time since this is her show right after our break. So, Sissy, can you hang on? Stacy, you going
to
hang on?
I sure can.
I'll talk to you later. Listen,
naughty,
I'll let Sissy
okay?
have the rest of the hour, and I'll talk to you later.
He just wants to win the CD because he knows the answer. So we will be back.
Magic and more at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Singles, boxes, weekly tourneys, supplies. If it's magic, Land's got you covered. Is Warhammer 40,000 your game? Land has all you need for the battle of a lifetime. Got a D&D game, a tabletop league, or any game? Host it at Land. And special orders? No problem. Any system from Munchkin to Talisman is just a call away. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Route 12, Leominster. 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com. Forty years ago, when abortion was uncommon, 1% of all U.S. births were to unwed mothers. Millions of taxpayer dollars in abortions later, 40% of all U.S. births are to unwed mothers. Well done, Planned Parenthood. Choose life. Paid for by Fitchburg MCFL.
Hi, this is Barbara Espinosa, inviting you to join me on Hair on Fire by Barbara, Mondays at 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio, and on American Freedom by Barbara. Please join me for Hair on Fire. You'll be glad you did.
At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
Get into a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter installed by Sunroof Sound and Security, 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. Your new remote starter will keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. For nearly two decades, we've added value to vehicles from window tinting and security systems to custom sound system and iPod mounts. Visit us at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. Sunroof Sound and Security, 978-534-9911. That's 978-534-9911.
When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com.
Hey, you got something to say?
It's enough to make anybody sick and disgusted about where America's headed.
Let your voice be heard. Peter Blue, mornings 6 to 9. Howie Carr, afternoons from 3 to 7.
Ooh, someone's going to help us.
True Talk 830 WCRN.
And a little Christmas music for the Christmas season. Yes, you heard me right. The Christmas season.
The what season?
The Christmas. You have heard us say it aloud. Frightening, isn't it? I'm sure we'll have the Mongol hordes at the window any second.
Hey, Peter, something interesting about that. There was a little report in the news this week about national chains. And it said that, I believe I got the number right, it was in the 70s. For some reason, 73% have gone back to saying Christmas ads or Christmas something. Than when 4 years ago it was almost like 98% that they were saying holiday.
Yeah, that does not surprise me, but
well, they probably realized that, you know, Jewish people don't run out buying Christmas trees
right,
and ornaments
Hanukkah,
for
right.
them. Exactly.
Okay. And we should say all Happy right. Hanukkah. I know it was this week. I don't know if it's over, but
it started a couple days ago.
Yes, we should say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to one and all here for WCRN 50,000 watts. Of True Talk on 8:30 a.m. And Sissy, you still there? Or did Stacy drown you?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you what I heard about Hanukkah from some of my Jewish best friends is that it's not that big. It's not the biggest holiday the way Christmas is for Christians. And so it's semi-insulting to try to equate it with them. But happy Hanukkah.
Happy yes. Hanukkah to one and all.
Absolutely. A joyous occasion. Lighting the candles.
Now, I want to quote from your article. I want to get back to that a little bit.
Okay.
And then I want you to comment a little more on it. And this is, again, from Sissy Willis's article. Its title is GOP Blue Bloods and the Politics of Envy. You can find it on Ryle Worldview, Liberty Pundits, or SISU. And here's a little quote. As Sarah told Laura, the haves want to pick their winners instead of allowing competition to pick and choose the winners. But having had a taste of power to choose in the recent primaries, the have-nots are going for blood. Quote, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes of the GOP than most grassroots conservatives suspect, cautions Stacey McCain, who just called, who gets us up to speed with some of the machinations behind the rhetoric. I've long warned that there is a Jeb 2012 bandwagon geared up and ready to roll at a moment's notice. If Jeb decides to take a shot at it. If it doesn't happen, the Bushes are trying to keep their thumb to the scale to make sure whoever gets the 2012 nomination, it's someone acceptable to them. But the Bushes know that whatever happens, it's all over for them if Sarah Palin gets the 2012 nomination. What say you?
Yeah, well, Stacey, thanks to Stacey again for that, you know, background. I really depend on people like him who know what's going on. I'm an amateur who has been at this for 20 years. My main interest is in critiquing the mainstream media and their casting of these narratives that kind of, I guess, they're supposed to fool the American people into following the left party line. As far as the Bush issues, my understanding is that Jeb is probably not going to run, so they're going to back Mitt Romney, my former governor.
And all of our former governors.
We're absolutely.
Is an all, other than Stacey McCain, this is an all Massachusetts show tonight, which is very unusual.
We're all red staters behind blue lines.
Well, that's because you're a shy person who's shy and reserved. But I can name someone who isn't shy.
Yeah.
And because they just contacted us by email. And we have a winner for our contest, by the way.
Jeez.
And The winner, and I hope I am pronouncing this right. Let me double check, because we have two right people with the right answer so far, but it's the first person in gets it. So Teresa Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L.
Oh, my dearest darling, Teresa. She's
you are the winner.
I've actually met.
Of Rosemary Reynolds' Merry Christmas CD.
Awesome.
Christmas Blessings. Christmas
wow.
Mercy, I should say. Oh. Now, Teresa, I'm going to email you back. I want you to send me an address to send you that CD, and we will get that CD for you. And I want to give my condolences to another person. Mary, you had the right answer, but you were just a minute behind Teresa. We will be having another contest later on because yet another one of our advertisers has kicked in something for us, but we'll get to that a little later. Tell me, as you mentioned before, Sissy, on Morning Joe,
yeah,
we had the whole Morning Joe crowd enamored with Bush. In fact, as I mentioned on my own blog on December 3rd, I had my question and answer post. How much does the media, particularly MSNBC, hate Sarah Palin? They hate her so much that they praise George Bush and the Bush family.
Yes, I remember and that.
And George Bush has been transformed. And Mitt Romney, you mentioned Mitt Romney.
Yes.
And you'll notice he was on the Jay Leno show. John, did you see Mitt Romney on Jay Leno?
I did.
And did you see Mitt Romney on Jay?
No, I didn't.
Now, if you look...
Okay. Oh, go ahead. I mean, I didn't see it, but both of you guys, you can catch it on YouTube.
All right. Now, did you notice, Sissy, what clip of Mitt Romney was played over and over on the net, on hotair.com and other places like that?
No. Do tell.
The only clip that anyone is watching are his clips about Sarah Palin.
But
if Sarah Palin did not exist... about as many people would have
watched. They would have to invent her.
About as many people would have watched Mitt Romney on the air on Jay Leno as they would have if I was the guest.
Yep. Ratings.
Right. Yep. Sarah Palin brings the eyeballs. But there was another quote there that I meant to get in the first segment, and I want to get in now. And as you know, I watch Morning Joe. I love Morning Joe.
I know. You watch so we don't have to.
Yep. Well, you ought to. It's a fun show, and they're fun people.
I dip in a little bit.
Well, Mika Brzezinski was commenting on that Mitt Romney appearance.
Yeah.
And she had a bone to pick with Mitt. And I'm going to warn everybody now, if you're drinking anything, please put it down. We're going to give you a five-second countdown. Okay, Rock. Sand, finish that drink, John.
Okay,
you don't have any drink. You have 5 seconds to put down your drink, because when I say this quote, your drink is going to go up your nose. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So all you bloggers, if you ruin your keyboard, it's now your fault. Mika Brzezinski, that bastion of Democratic support, that person who loves Jimmy Carter, had this to say about Mitt Romney. He was asked if Sarah Palin was qualified, and he said yes. And Mika said on Morning Joe, and I quote, this is on December 2nd, "If you say someone is qualified when they are not, you lose credibility." And keyboards all over the country, owned by conservatives, are now shorting out because they did not take my advice. Now, Sissy, why do you think so many people might find that statement interesting?
Well, I consider that whole thing of on both sides of the aisle, so people who are anti, who have the Palin derangement syndrome, it's a way of signaling to fellow members of the tribe that you are a member of the tribe. So you have the proper enemies and you use the proper words, like, you know, the typical thing with Sarah is she's a quitter, she quit her, you know, being the governor, they're never interested in why she quit, which had to do with all these lawsuits that were taking up all her time and money, and that's the actual reason she quit. But no, she's a quitter, and she's dumb, and so she's stupid. She doesn't have intellectual curiosity. One of my other recent posts was talking about this fellow who at the Huffington Post who was writing about how she didn't have any. She lacked intellectual curiosity, but he himself was an exemplary of that. He had never watched any of her shows. He hadn't read any of her Facebook issues. He just was what I call the journalist, cabalist narrative. They just dip into that, just take little phrases from that and present that. They don't do any research of their own.
True enough. And let's see, Roxanne, can you tell me why people's keyboards should be shorting out here?
Because a lot of people's irony meters are broken. To put it very bluntly, in 2008, we heard how Barack Obama was wonderful, how he'd be a great president, how he was ready for this. And he clearly proved himself on many levels to be not just inexperienced, but even had no concept of what the presidency would entail. I mean, we saw this over and over. He said things like, oh, I now realize that there's no such thing as a shovel-ready stimulus project after driving us $1 trillion into debt, things like that. We also have people like Barbara Bush, whose husband was, you know, who he was because of Ronald Reagan kind of snitting down at Sarah Palin. Now, Ronald Reagan went to Eureka College and majored in economics, was, you know, derided as a dummy and basically got the Palin treatment before Palin was around.
Exactly.
And yet Barbara Bush, whose husband would never have been president, I dare say, without Ronald Reagan,
nice guy,
but he's there because of Ronald Reagan, you know, snits down on our modern day Ronald Reagan. We have people like Meghan McCain, who, when Sarah Palin said Barbara Bush was a blue blood, wrote this thing about how she did not even know what a blue blood meant, but had to Google it and saw that it was, in her Googling, found that it was a way of condescending to people who are intelligent. As I said, these people's irony meters are just broken beyond repair.
And even more so, when you think about this, now again, Barbara Bush, from what we've seen from the original article, she's trying to probably massage the field a little bit for her son, but how many in the mainstream media 2 years ago were just, Barack Obama is the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's wonderful. He is the one. The whole world was supposed to just bow down before him. The Nobel Prize Committee picked him as the Peace Prize winner before he had done anything. And on Doctor Who, my favorite show, Russell T. Davis, for the finale of the 10th Doctor series, wrote a plot where Barack Obama was going to solve the world's economic problems. You probably don't know that because you're not a big Doctor Who fan like me. All of this was done. So according to Mika Brzezinski, an authoritative member of the mainstream media, daughter of Jimmy Carter's foreign affairs advisor.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize.
According to her, anyone who says that someone is qualified when we know they are not are losing credibility. And, John, I think that might be why the mainstream media has been losing credibility the last 2 years, you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with that. First of all, I don't know that I'm a total fan of Sarah, and I wasn't a total fan of George. But I can tell you that if you took the number of days that Sarah Palin has actually been in government and added them up, I'm sure it's two or three times longer than Barack Obama has had. I mean, she's had to put budgets together, the things that she did. And I do agree that the media really kind of let it just drift by on why that she stopped being governor. It was a very valid reason. I mean, looking back on it, and even at the time, I didn't think maybe it was a good move, because I knew that this is what would happen. They'd say that she was quitting or giving because they would, I mean, giving up, but because they would never hold the story in the news long enough to explain why she was really doing it and get it in and sink it into the public. But
they've spent more time talking about whether or not Trigg is really her son than why she quit.
Right, exactly.
That's Sullivan syndrome we're discussing.
Yep. Syndrome.
And continue.
And yes. You did make a very important point that we who like Sarah Palin, and I like Sarah Palin very much, I've not met her personally, although I've seen her speak. I've been as close to her as I am to both of you right now, but I haven't formally met her. We have to watch out that we don't become a Palin echo chamber either, because that is a danger. She's a person. She's going to make mistakes. If she gets elected, she's going to make mistakes like every politician does. And
yeah.
We have to be. And that's one thing Barack Obama has done for us, in the sense that, because the example of us putting President Obama on too high a pedestal, not myself, but many people doing that, that's a good example and a good object lesson to us.
Well, Peter, you know, one little thing that I think I got to look back on is the time that Sarah got up, one of the speeches that she gave, and she made a couple notes on her hand. First of all, I found that endearing. I happen to have a good friend who's an extremely talented contractor, and this guy's mind is just so quick. He does an excellent job. He does that all the time because he said, I don't want to take the time like to go find something. I just write it on my hand, and you know what? It's there. I need it. It'll work off. But the thing that when they made such a big deal about that, well, here you have a president who needs a teleprompter.
In front of kindergarteners.
To say anything. And half the time when he's up, he says stuff that isn't right, and he makes mistakes. So if we're going to judge somebody on like how intelligent they are, if they write something on their hand, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. This guy can't talk without a teleprompter.
True enough. Speaking of things for children and alike, we have yet another contest. And if you didn't win the first one, if you did not win Rosemary Reynolds' CD, you can actually purchase it for $7 at one of our new advertisers, Sunroof Sound and Security, who we're giving a shout-out to right now.
That sounds familiar, Peter.
Yep. A very nice little place on Main Street, North Main Street in Leominster. We're giving them a shout-out. And you can buy Rosemary CD there. But we have a second contest, which is a game called Straw, the game that broke the camel's back, that is donated by LAN Games of Leominster. You've got game at LAN. And again, just email your answer to detectguyontheradio@gmail.com to this question. What public figure this week said this quote in an answer to a question by the Washington Times? Quote, "I don't deal in average American citizens," unquote. If you can name the politician who said that this week, you will win Straw, the game that broke the camel's back, donated by LAN Games. So send in your answers to thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. The first correct answer will win. Now back to Sarah Palin and the media for a second. Now, do you anticipate, oh, maybe not back to the second, we're going to our second batch of ads. We will be back. And Sissy, you will have the floor.
I have a new story for you.
Ooh, we want love
news
stories.
Right into this. Kennedy. All right. Townsend.
Ah, yeah, I saw that today. We will be back in a few minutes.
Here on WCRN True Talk, AM 830. 50,000 watts for all of New England and beyond.
All of New England and beyond.
At the Dance Arts Center in Fitchburg, the Luoma family has taught area youth for over 40 years. From recitals to our competitive dance team, we've been there for kids 18 months to 18 years and adult. Give your children the gift of dance at the Dance Arts Center, 68 Airport Road, Fitchburg, 978-345-5445. On the web at dancedac.com.
At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. At Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West in Marlboro, Butch Rappucci and family serve the best Italian food in the area. First-rate fettuccine alfredo, the largest serving of chicken parm around, fruity damari, lobster ravioli, and homemade bread, pizza, and calzones with the North End flavor that Butch grew up with. Linguini's lunch specials will fill your stomach without emptying your wallet, and the family will treat you as their own. Don't forget to try my favorite, chicken pizziola. Take a tip from the tech guy and try Linguini's Route 20 Marlboro, and tell him Pete sent you.
Jane, you looked sharp.
Of course. I just came from Sharp Design Salon in Fitchburg.
Sharp Designs? I love that place. Bernadette, Jackie, and Belle make my hair look awesome.
And it's not just hair. Makeup, facials, they do it all.
I know. When Monica makes me up, I'm ready for the holidays.
I love the Saturday hours. They're open till 5 p.m. Most salons close at 12.
And with evening hours on Friday, Sharp Designs is there when you need them.
If you want a sharp look, you want Sharp Designs in Fitchburg. 978-343-3324.
That's 978-343-3324.
When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com. Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
Remote starter installs are a specialty at Sunroof Sound and Security of Leominster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732 and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732. Mike's Pizza and More, 153 Lunenburg Street, has served Fitchburg for over 40 years, delivering the freshest pizza, calzones, grinders, and platters from our kitchen to your table. Eat in or take out. When you're hungry, Mike's ready. Call Mike's Pizza and More, 978-353-0008. That's 978-353-0008.
Are your liberal friends driving you nuts? Do you wish the media would report the truth? You're not alone. Visit The Lonely Conservative for news the Obama administration doesn't want you to know. The Lonely Conservative. Observations from a conservative in a blue state where your comments are welcome. Nominated for the best political blog of the year, visit lonelyconservative.com.
What was that?
Just want to bring up a point here.
This is where to go when you've got something to say.
You're going to have to tell these people what they want to know.
True Talk 830 WCRN.
And more real Christmas music. And in the spirit of Christmas, we have another winner. Mary Monoski, you have won Straw, the game that broke the camel's back. So we will be sending that off to you as soon as we get your address to send it to. We're going to give two more quick shout-outs. First to another new advertiser, Putnam Street Lanes in Fitchburg, the oldest candlepin bowling alley in the country. They'll be joining us next week. We want to give a shout-out to the Border Grill and Bar for financing the ads for Soldiers Angels. Very nice of them. And to Goldrick's Masonry. We are Brick and Mortar. Now, you had to tell us... here at 8:30 a.m. WCRN, 50,000 watts of true talk, Sissy. You had a story about Kathleen Kennedy Townsend that fits into what we're talking about.
Oh, this is so fabulous. Just in, well, I guess it was yesterday, but I just found it. The headline is, Sarah Palin is wrong about John F. Kennedy, religion, and politics. And she's on a high horse because her uncle... You know, said he downplayed his religion. He said, "I am a Catholic, but I'm running as a Democrat." And now she's putting this into Sarah Palin's being against. You have to have a religious test to be president. She's completely twisted what Sarah said. Let's see, where was it? She said this. I'm trying to remember. She says, Palin writes that when she was growing up, she was taught that Kennedy's speech had, remember the speech about his religion, had succeeded in the best possible way. It reconciled public service and religion without compromising either. Now, however, she says she has revisited the speech and changed her mind. She finds it defensive in tone and content and is upset that Kennedy, rather than presenting a reconciliation of his private faith and his public role, had instead offered an unequivocal divorce of the two. So this Kennedy Townsend is running off with this and making out that Sarah is trying to sit in judgment of a candidate's religion. It's kind of a classic of taking something Sarah says completely out of context and twisting it around to be the opposite of what it means.
So. But it will get her press, and good press.
Absolutely. My husband says she must be running for something. Now, she's not the one who's running for the so-called Kennedy seat in Massachusetts, I'm sure, because she's Maryland, but some Kennedy, I think, is going for that. But presumably she's probably running for something.
Well, it would not surprise me, and that story will get an awful lot of press over the next few days.
Yeah, so that's a classic example of how they're using Palin for their own.
I believe that was in the Washington Post?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're going to see, people are going to hit Sarah Palin, and people are going to mention Sarah Palin because it means page views, it means viewers on the television show, it means viewers, listeners to radio shows. And if you speak
here, we
of
are
listeners,
talking about it now.
Well, that's true. And if you want to talk about it, 508-438-0965 here on WCRN, 50,000 watts of true talk. But it's the truth. Sarah Palin brings ratings. And who would be watching some of these shows if they weren't bringing up Sarah Palin? It's what they used to do with Rush Limbaugh. They would attack Rush because mentioning Rush meant ratings.
And that's the same thing that happened the other day where Alan Simpson, I used to love him. He was authentic. He said what he thought. Now I can't stand the guy. You know, because he came out and said, you shouldn't listen to Rush Limbaugh. And he listed other people like Beck and so forth. But it's what these establishment Republicans, they diss Sarah and thereby are dissing us, like Tea Partiers who think Sarah's pretty cool, and we like a lot about what she's saying. And they say, oh, don't, he said, don't listen to Limbaugh because that's just, he's just an entertainer. And it really, it's like a revelation that establishment Republicans have no respect for us little people. You know, it's that Codavilla, is it that his name? Enrique Codavilla. He talked about it, this was in the American Spectre a few weeks ago. He was talking about the ruling class versus the country class, and we really do have. And Glenn Reynolds had called it the gentry class. You know what we sometimes call the elites, and so both parties in this country, they know better than we, and they'll take care of things, and don't be bothered. We know what's best for you.
Gotta love the elites. Gotta love the elites.
Thomas Sowell, actually, if anyone's really interested in that, wrote a great book called The Vision of the Anointed that discusses the whole idea of the elites thinking that they
Excuse me, who was that? I didn't catch the name.
Thomas Sowell.
Oh, my hero.
Great book, Vision of the Anointed. Wrote it in 1995, and It is, it's almost like he was psychic when he wrote it about what's going on today. So, highly recommend that.
Well, speaking of things we highly recommend, we are going to highly recommend that you tune in next week as well. We're going to still be at 5 p.m. next week. We're going to have Pam Geller of Atlas Shrugs as our primary guest next week.
She's totally awesome.
She is totally, totally awesome.
I met her.
And other things we're recommending, we are going to now mention our picks of the week on the blogs. And my pick of the week is Dawn Suber, who blogs out of West Virginia, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Suber Challenge. And what he did was he had this wonderful post titled The Suber Challenge, S-U-R-B-E-R Challenge, at blogsdailymail.com. And he's calling out Warren Buffett and Fareed Zakaria and other people who are saying, yes, we need to raise taxes. Well, you know what? He reminds us that you can give a gift to the U.S. Treasury. And so Don gave $100, sent in a $100 check himself, and he says as a challenge that we conservatives can each send a $10 check to the U.S. Treasury. He has the address there. So the next time a liberal tells us that we need to raise taxes, we can say, hey, pay up. I did. And just so his challenge to the readers were $10 each, and remember, that's 10 bucks more than Warren Buffett and Fareed Zakaria paid. Sissy, what do you have for a pick of the week that people should be reading?
I guess I send along to you, and this is my precious online Twitter friend, Kubachi, and she is the child of Cuban-American emigres. Her father had actually been in prison by for 8 years for his beliefs. And it's a recent post she did about, this was about the Dancing with the Stars thing, which was another basher, you know, Palin bashing opportunity, where the woman who, and I don't know how many of my fellow guests or listeners watch this. I never had watched it before, but I got really into it because Bristol was in. I thought she had a lot of grit and sister, mother, grizzly, you know, stuff, and girls just want to have fun. And so she, the woman who won, made some comment that was taken out of context by who's that awful guy, the one on MSNBC, Olbermann.
Olbermann.
He did a clip of her out of context. It made it sound like the winner was dissing Sarah. I mean, dissing Bristol. But then Kibachi did a post that showed that indeed the opposite. She was saying how wonderful it was to work with her. So Kibachi, she's great.
Okay, Roxanne, what do you have for a pick of the week?
TexProf blog. The challenges the IRS will face and the delayed refunds people will get if Congress fails to enact tax laws by the end of the year. As you probably all know, the Bush tax cuts are scheduled to expire December 31st, and Congress has cowardly refused to act so far. Great post. IRS faces daunting tax filing season with delayed refunds, less Congress acts, and it also talks about the fact that
the alternate minimum tax, that's right.
AMT.
I saw that post. So the taxes will go up on the rich, and the alternate minimum tax, it's going to be people who make 60,000 people. Apparently, that's the rich to the Democrats.
You make 60,000 a year, you are now rich, and that's also obviously contrary to Barack Obama's claim that if you make less than 200,000 a year, your taxes will not go up.
And for some reason, the Democratic majority had 2 years to fix this and didn't manage to do it. I'm sure the Republicans would have been very opposed to lowering taxes. John, what do you... Now, you're not a blogger, but you have a story that you think bloggers should be picking up on. What's
yours? I absolutely do, and actually it's a local story, and it's not about the actual race itself, because that's another interesting story in its own right. But when you go back, and I can't believe that this has died in the media. The recount in Southbridge, Mass.
This is the Worcester 6th District
absolutely.
In Massachusetts.
I actually spent about 6 hours last week researching on Galvin's website and on the state's website, reading the election laws and how everything, the way it happened in Southbridge when they did that recount, was allowed to happen is mind-boggling to me. It should have been stopped when the first box came downstairs and had a big crack in it, let alone the missing seals on the ballot boxes. I just can't
what
believe.
What is it, Chicago?
No, this is Massachusetts.
This is right here in southwestern Worcester County.
I guess the U.S. has to pull out of Massachusetts because it's too corrupt. I mean, between this and between, you know, the sheriff and the bribery and the situation with people resigning and so forth, I guess, you know, like they say, it's too corrupt.
Peter Blue talked earlier this week on his show about maybe Massachusetts has moved into the number one spot on the most corrupt politics, and I'll tell you, I'm beginning to believe that's right.
Well, we're moving up on someone. Just so you know, if you're not familiar with what John is talking about, he gave a great presentation at the Twin City Tea Party meeting this week, and I will put up the videos on my blog tonight so you can see all about that recount. It is one of the great travesties. The Republican currently leads that race by one vote.
You want to hear the funniest thing, too? I got to tell you the latest thing real quick. I know where you're going to go. The latest thing is that the Democratic Party has come up with a person who claims that they went to vote in Southbridge on that day and was denied the right to vote. Now, first of all, that doesn't happen, okay? And second of all, they would have been given a provisional ballot, okay, and then proved it out. But they denied that they said they're going to go to court and say that they wanted a chance to vote and they should be allowed to vote after the fact. And, oh, by the way, guess who they want to vote for?
Amazing. Well, John, I want to thank you for hanging around. Roxanne, thanks for coming back. And Sissy Willis, I want to thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much
for being on the air.
An honor to be here.
And I want to thank all of the listeners and all of the people who emailed for the contests. Next week, as I said, we're going to be on at 5 p.m. again. And then after that, we'll be back to our 9 p.m. spot right before Sam Rosario, who's going to be on later tonight, and right after Conservatively Speaking, part of the great WCRN 8:30 a.m. Saturday Night Talk lineup. This is Pete Eye to Tech Guy signing off with 50,000 watts of AM radio, and there'll be UMass basketball. We will see you next week with Pam Geller and Camp of the Saints in the studio.
It's magic and more at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Tourneys, singles, D&D, Warhammer miniatures, Land's got you covered. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster, 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
Remote starter installs are a specialty at Sunroof Sound and Security of Leominster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
40 years ago, when abortion was uncommon, 1% of all U.S. births were to unwed mothers. Millions of taxpayer dollars in abortions later, 40% of all U.S. births are to unwed mothers. Well done, Planned Parenthood. Choose life. Paid for by Fitchburg MCFL. There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can bake. Our angel bakers bake homemade treats for the deployed. You can write. Our wounded TLC team sends out cards and letters of support to the wounded. You can knit. Our sewing team makes blankets and scarves for the deployed. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you?
News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN, Worcester, Boston.
Travelers, stay at the Colonnade.